And now we take a moment to commemorate the 78th birthday of Elvis Presley.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree.
Okay, okay, 78 is not exactly a milestone, but it's a good enough excuse to hear our latest found recipe, the Elvis Presley milkshake.
It's peanut butter, banana, some cooked crispy bacon, and we also used bacon fat and ice cream.
Wait, did he say bacon and bacon fat? Oh, yes, he did. There's also some bourbon in there. To tell us all about the Elvis Presley milkshake is Chef Sean Brock, owner of the restaurants Husk and McCrady's in Charleston, South Carolina. It's something he concocted to share with his staff as a treat. It goes great with cheeseburgers, he says.
My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches me.
I am a really big Elvis fan. One of his favorite things to eat was a peanut butter and banana sandwich that he would often fry in bacon fat or like tons and tons of butter.
Well, I woke up in the morning,
one day, it was right around Elvis's birthday, and I just wanted to do something unique and fun, and immediately thought of those flavors.
I had no milk and butter since I have been gone.
So, two very ripe bananas, vanilla ice cream, just straight peanut butter, some bacon that has been cooked crispy, and there's also a little bacon fat. You want the bacon fat to be cold and solid. The bourbon is really my touch. A lot of people don't know that Elvis actually didn't drink. It's just something we added in there for our own personal amusement.
Oh, let's milk it!
I don't even want to know what the calorie count is going to be. There you go. The Elvis Presley milkshake. And it has like chunks of bacon in it. Mmm, so good. It's like all my favorite things.
Chef Sean Brock is based in Charleston, South Carolina. You can get the recipe for the Elvis Presley milkshake at NPR's food blog, The Salt, and try it for yourself.
And just out of curiosity, between the bacon, peanut butter, bourbon, ice cream, and bananas, we decided to figure a rough estimate of how many calories are in that recipe. And it's just under 2,400 calories. But break it up with six friends, and you're looking at about 400 calories per serving.
Ooh, about an hour on the treadmill, uphill.
You're the devil in disguise. Oh, yes, you are. Devil in disguise. You fool me with your kisses.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.